stateside recently visited the city of Ferndale for an event before an audience. And while we were there, we sat down with Michigan State Police Trooper Lieutenant Mike Shaw for a live version of our regular segment, Learn to Drive.
This superb one-direction highway is engineered for easy grades and for speed with safety.
The echoes of that two-cylinder motor have never died, and they never will.
Hold the turn signal! Use it! Learn to drive!
Yes, it is time for Learn to Drive. And back with us, Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw. Always great to see you, Lieutenant. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure.
It's great to see you. Well, we wanted to talk about something that is found all over the state, certainly up and down where we are here at Woodward Avenue, and that is the Michigan left. So, definition, please.
So, the Michigan left, or a boulevard turn is what its technical term is, basically is something that's only found here. So, if you see somebody really screw it up, they are from out of state and probably should be asked to leave. So, I believe there's some of them right behind me right there. So, that's where it is. I don't know how they started or why they started, but some road engineer decided, or they're a pothead as well, and decided that this is something that we were going to do here in Michigan. So if you kind of take a look at the, and I know that the listeners out there, but they can imagine in their head, the biggest misconception about the Michigan turn is when you go into the actual turn itself, that it's two lanes. It is not. It is one lane as you're making that Michigan. But everybody kind of gets over right next to it, right? And then that's the knucklehead that cuts you off. It's the one that makes you angry. That's the person that would be found at fault if you were to actually get into a traffic crash. The second thing that people don't realize is that's not designed to jet across all five lanes and get over to the right turn so you can bank that turn over there. You're actually supposed to turn into the nearest lane or the left lane, and then you kind of make that work for you as you go along. So usually in a Michigan left or a boulevard turn, most people get in trouble when they either pull up alongside somebody else, or the biggest thing that you'll see is people think that stop sign is a suggestion. And in Michigan, and that doesn't mean I kind of stopped or I looked at it, or, you know, I tap my brake to give you some type of light, but since the traffic is coming, I'm going to blow through it anyways and see if I can make it. That's where most of our crashes actually happen, is when people don't pay attention to those stop signs.
The other thing I've noticed, having done these a lot, and I've just now come clean about being that second person, I did not know. Did you know that? Well, you've just taught us something. So no more getting in next to the person and wishing they were back a little because you can't see. All right.
Right.
So from now on, I'm going to be in file.
Especially if it's a big pickup and they pull up in front of you, and that really ticks you off.
There
you're
you
like,
go.
I can't even see because you got that 350, whatever that is, you're driving for absolutely no reason.
Here's the thing that I don't love. Let's say if I'm driving south on Woodward and you can go, you know, 50, or so you're going along at a decent clip. So you're in that lane and the Michigan left person pulls out and they're doing 25 or 30. Mm-hmm. So I would say please get up to speed when you do that, because I'm sure you see that kind of thing.
You see a little bit of that too, but as anybody that's listened to me before, the left lane is actually my lane. That is the trooper lane. That is not your lane. You don't get to drive in it. You can pass in it, but you can't drive in
it. Is that even on Woodward?
Everywhere. Anywhere you see my car, get out of the way. That is what the rule actually is. And you can't miss, I have a large blue Tahoe. If you see my car, please don't drive 7 to 10 miles under the speed limit. I'm running late as it is. I have places to go. So do the speed limit like you're supposed to, and we're all happy.
I have to say, I want you to dish now. He's so fun to ask. So let's say we're all going along the freeway, and who hasn't done this? You see him in that little turnaround. Who hits the brakes to slow down immediately?
Every one of you, raise your hand. Yes. And you all do it.
And
yes.
have you already gunned us? Do you already know? I mean, is it too late when
so here's the biggest misconception about radar. We don't really use radar anymore. We're more laser or LADAR, whatever they want to call it today. Depends on who's got the patent. So when you look at it, when I pull the trigger, it's instant. So I've already got you. So it's actually kind of fun to watch people jam on the brakes. And you go, oh, yeah, yep. So you know which one it is, or they'll do the abrupt get out of the left lane and go all the way to the right.
Now
you know who it is. So even radar laser detectors, all that is an indicator when that thing goes off is, hi, I'm going to get a ticket, is basically what that means, because when it goes off, I've already clocked what your speed is.
I have to ask, give me some of the most ridiculous excuses that you've gotten from people when you've pulled them over.
I have to go to the bathroom. Or I have already gone to the bathroom in my pants and I need to take care of it.
They truly say that.
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing what people will tell you to get out of that. So that is probably the best. And the other one is, and the most common one that we actually hear that's not funny is, I was just going as fast as everybody else, and I don't know why you stopped me.
Ah, and to that you say?
I'll be right back with you.
You know, you're a driver in addition to being a state trooper.
Yes.
What is your biggest pet peeve on the road? I mean, if you had to pick one thing that you wish everybody would please know and remember, what would it be?
So even as... And I think this one is pretty simple right from the beginning, is seatbelts. Even my driver or not, the amount of people that get killed on the roadway unnecessarily just because they didn't take that couple of seconds to put a seatbelt on. Michigan has a 96 to 97% rate, but if I think about the last four now traffic crashes that we've had, all four of them were not belted, and all four of them died and would not have if they had their seatbelt on. So just as a trooper myself and as a police officer and having to go knock on those doors and tell family members that they're not coming back, that always sticks out even when I'm back. The other one is, God, clean your car off. I mean, if you're driving down the road in the wintertime, you know, I don't need all your snow blowing onto my car. I spent my time or sent my kid out there to clean that car off, and I don't need your stuff to come onto my car as well. So that's probably, for me, as a driver itself, clean your car off. Take a couple extra minutes. We all know everybody's got an automatic starter. Just go out there and get it done.
And then, of course, these things, the cell phones. I don't know if we're ever going to put that genie back in the bottle. We've talked about it on the show before. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think we will. We kind of need our legislature to step up and make Michigan a hands-free state. I think it's time. We've talked about it pretty often that there's really no need with the technology that's out there to actually have to hang on to that cell phone anymore. Are we going to get people to stop doing it? Nope, we're not, because it's too late now. We're all trained. You know, some people are potheads, some people are cell phone heads. We're all trained to whatever we're doing, and so many people use it now that unless they lock it in their trunk or something like that, they're just not going to be able to stop. So we need to have a different way to go about it so they can call mom or whatever they're doing.
How many years have you been with the Michigan State Police?
Be 25 in May.
And you are also a military veteran?
I am.
So, a lifetime of service, and we want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Minshaw, we always love having you on.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do for Michigan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.